You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday, December 19th.
It is.
Why are you laughing at that? How I say Wednesday?
You know, I say it like that in my head Wednesday. Every time I type it when I'm making posts on our website because it's the only way I can,
spell it correctly. How did we even end up saying Wednesday? It's Wednesday.
You know, we should find somebody that knows that and talk about it for 12 minutes.
Who are our, what is it, etymology? Who are the, etymologically inclined in,
there must
among
be somebody.
Our crowd? Yes. Email us, coffee@kfuo.org. If you know when we started saying Wednesday instead of Wednesday.
I'm really curious now. Some of my favorite posts to share now on my Facebook page are language nerd jokes.
It's because we've
really
all become monosyllabic drabblers. There's
that
your
sounds
fun,
like a name of a band.
Expensive word.
There's your band.
Monosyllabic travelers. Oh, we have some good stuff on deck today. Taking a look at perfect. And when we use that word perfect, what do we mean? An article in this month's issue of the Lutheran Witness. Excited to talk with Pastor Pauls about that. And second, coming up in the second half of the program, a little revisit, one of our favorites from this year, 2018. We had some, this was the inaugural year of the Coffee Hour, and I had some favorites. So going back to earlier in the year with Pastor Whedon, why do we have liturgical seasons of the church year? What are they all about now that we're, you know, deeply, knee deep, waist deep in Advent? Waist deep in Advent now?
Sure.
Is that fair to say?
Well,
all right. So
we're
going to revisit that conversation with Pastor Whedon. More good stuff coming up this week as well. I'm excited. I don't know if I want to reveal the fun interview that we have for Friday. I'm
maybe
just going to leave that
maybe we'll
a surprise.
Put a teaser on our social media and people can guess. That would be fun.
Let's just say they're a hymn writer.
We're going to be like fangirl. Well, I'm going to be fangirling on Friday.
A hymn writer, you may or may not know. So a story from Concordia, Nebraska tomorrow as well. And also Mercy Medical Teams. What's the latest opportunities with them all coming up this week? And then we jump into the 12 plus days of Christmas.
We get a couple extra bonus
days. That's
right.
A couple extra days of Christmas. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at CUW.edu. Joining us by phone today, the Reverend Tim Pauls, pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Boise, Idaho, and author of called Perfect in the Lutheran Witness December issue. Thank you so much for being our guest today, Pastor Pauls.
Hey, good Wednesday morning to you.
Thank you. Finally, someone pronounces it correctly. Someone. So maybe you have. Do you know the history of that? When did we start mispronouncing that?
I have no idea. I'm kind of the Arthur Dent of Wednesdays. I've never figured out Wednesdays and can't quite handle them, but we'll give this a try.
It probably all started with the fall when we just started doing everything wrong, which brings us into the topic of
nice
of
segue.
Your article. Thank you. Thank
right.
you.
Let's blame the fall for everything.
That's right.
I mean,
mispronouncing days of the week. What has the wages of sin done to us besides just mispronouncing words? What more seriously, what has, you know, what are the wages of sin? What has it done to us?
Yeah, you know, that is such a far-reaching question, because when we think of the wages of sin, we think, of course, that it makes us sinful. Now we say and we do and we think things contrary to God's word, but it's far more than that. And I'm wondering if we can possibly bring back the word corruption or corrupted. Mm-hmm. You know, we it's kind of been stolen by the political climate these days, but the fact is that I think of us like an apple. We were created to be one thing, but you know, a rotten apple is still an apple, but it's thoroughly corrupted and can't uncorrupt itself. And so sin doesn't just make us do bad things or say bad things, but it corrupts all of us. And so we don't think the way we should, whether that's just we think evil thoughts or we forget things or we suffer mental illness. It corrupts our minds, or our minds don't work the way God meant them to, and it corrupts our bodies too. The injuries we suffer, the diseases that we contract or the disabilities that we have as well, these are all part of the wages of sin. We're not who God created us to be.
So as these corrupted creatures, marred creatures. How does God use us still in his perfect will? And how does he use us corrupted creatures to still fulfill his will?
Yeah, and isn't it great that he does use us with all that all that's wrong with us, you know? And he does so marvelously. St. Paul writes about how God uses the foolish to shame the wise. And you know, this week in the readings we have Mary singing the Magnificat, where God exalts the lowly and humbles the proud, and the Lord uses us in our marred, corrupted state with all that we suffer for his good. And a lot of that is because the more we are aware of how corrupted we are, the less likely we are to trust in us. And the less likely we are to trust in us and idolize ourselves, and then that moves us to trust in the Lord. And so as we are willing to face up to the fact that we're not who we were created to be, as we're willing to face up to the fact that we're corrupted and sinful, that leads us to just an honest repentance. I'm not perfect. I'm not holy. And that leads us to, I think, humility as well, and certainly trust in Christ to make us holy, to make us righteous, and to make us perfect in God's eyes by the forgiveness that he brings.
And speaking of that forgiveness, let's zero in on baptism. What does baptism do? What role does it play in all of this?
Yeah, this is great. The longer I pastor, the more I think I want to preach baptism in every sermon, because you know, let's start with Romans 6, where we're told that Jesus joined us to his death and his resurrection, both in holy baptism, and you know, we have in Matthew. Matthew quotes the prophecy from Isaiah 53 and says that Jesus bore our sins and our diseases to the cross. And so Christ dies for our sins and with our sins and diseases, leaves them in the grave and rises again. And then he shares all that with us. And so first off, I mean, there's so many blessings here. First off, when God looks at me and looks at all of his repentant people, he doesn't see imperfections. He sees his son's righteousness. He sees us as holy and perfect in every way for the sake of Christ, which is great news, because since God doesn't see my sin, he works all things for my good, and I know that he isn't out to get me. So whatever God has in store for me today, whether it's a day of joy or a tough day where the Lord is training me a bit more, I know that he's working it all for my good. And then he uses me as his instrument, with abilities and lack thereof for his good. And I trust that he is going to do so and certainly be my strength and weakness with his grace sufficient. And then finally, with the gift of baptism, since I'm God's holy child, I have the confidence, you know, as we say in the creed, in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting, that as Christ has shared both his death and his resurrection for me, as Christ rose, body and all, he will raise me up, body and all too, and then we look forward to that day of when we are what God intended us to be in the first place.
Yeah, and I wanted to dig in a little bit more with that, with the resurrection. I don't know, talking about the incarnation so much this Christmas season, and connecting it to the resurrection of the body. I think that's, I don't know, my brain has been like fixated on that for the last like couple of weeks. But what does that mean for us? That Christ was here, in the flesh, died, rose, resurrected. And ascended for us, and then we will also have a resurrection of the body. What does that mean?
Yeah. How much time do we have?
About 2 minutes.
About 2 minutes.
Okay.
Well, so can't you get that in 2 minutes?
we'll make a dent anyways. You know, the thing with Christmas is that Jesus isn't born because people are born. Jesus is born. He's made flesh because we die. because our flesh is corrupted, because we're on the clock and we're falling apart in body and mind and soul. And so Jesus comes and he lives this perfect life. He's without sin. He doesn't have to die, but he takes our place and suffers the wages of sin, suffers the curse of sin and pays the price for it, rises again and says, now, because I was born and because I lived and died and rose and ascended for you, you'll be with me in heaven, body and all.
With just a minute. Oh, I know. I can't. Timing.
I know.
What does this mean for you as a pastor in those difficult moments, you know, hospital visits, as you refer to in your article? What does this all mean for you? Yeah.
So the it might sound a little bit controversial, but I kind of poke people and say, even in the hospital bed, you know, the Lord doesn't allow imperfect people in heaven. And according to the law, that's horrible. But according to the gospel, that means, but for Christ's sake, God declares you forgiven and holy and righteous. And at the resurrection, you will be perfect. And that's why heaven is yours. And that's finally minds that work the way they should, bodies that are fully healthy the way God intended. We will be perfect at the resurrection, all for Jesus' sake.
Amen. The Reverend Tim Pauls, pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Boise, Idaho, and author of called Perfect in the Lutheran Witness of the December issue, 2018. Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Pauls, for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour.
Hey, thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll revisit a conversation with Pastor Whedon from earlier this year. Why do we have seasons of the church year, and what do they have to do with every other aspect of life as well, not just Sunday mornings? I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.